It's Playhouse in the Morning, 1-94-0, Amy K. Pick Your Purse, 850 this morning, also 950, 1250, and 250. So they're calling this summer the sold-out summer when it comes to vacations. Lots of people just flood in out to vacation destinations, and so you're going to hear a lot of conversation about, like, what's the best place to go on vacation? We figured we'd flip it. What's, like, the worst vacation destination you can think of? Maybe you went somewhere and it was super lame, or somewhere you just know is overrated in some way. Worst place somebody could go on vacation, Amy?
I would say it's, why can't I think of the place it's at? It's in South Dakota with the faces on the mountains.
Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore, yeah. Yes. I was so pumped. I went a couple of years ago. However, the vacation was poorly planned, and it's just a huge tourist attraction. So there's already so many people, but everything along, like, you're, as you're traveling, like, what's the one place where it's like, you got to stop here for ice cold water and all that? The one don't remember what that place is called. And then I got there and I was like, what is this? Like, the whole trip was just kind of a letdown. And I think maybe for me at my age, but if I had kids, they might have enjoyed it. And I could have been like, okay, this makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, not to take away from what it is, the achievement of building it or the people that it represents and all that stuff. But I mean, the grand scheme of things, it's a bunch of faces carved in a rock. I think in 2022, I don't know if it's movies or like what it is, but it's just a little hard. Like, the shock and awe factor needs to be upped a little bit to get people's in like excitement level up. And like, rocks don't really do it for us anymore.
Like, it was cool. And I was like, all right, I learned a little bit about it and like the process of when they were carving it. But then, like, you look at it and you're like, okay, so
now what?
Yeah, this is it. Now where are we going?
Like, are they animatronic? Do they turn on? Is there a show?
Yeah, I was just like, all right, what else is going to happen? And then we went to like a reptile place, and I was like, all this stuff is like for families.
Mm-hmm.
And then we didn't have a hotel room. It was not a good trip.
It was like a real bad vacation destination. 237, it's text 35270. Forget it. It's Playhouse 194, talking about really bad vacation destinations.
Myrtle Beach.
What's so bad about it?
It just gets really crowded and it just feels a little dirty.
Okay, so it's just like, of all the beaches in the world, why would you go to the Myrtle?
No, I have never been there.
Yeah, why to go to a beach that sounds like it was named after a little old lady? It's Myrtle Beach.
I've never thought of it like that. I don't know why, but I just, yeah, I've never been to that one.
Happy spring break, y'all. It's me, Myrtle. Welcome to my beach.
Probably why you don't want to go there.
It's also probably true. Worst vacation destinations. What do we got for text, Amy K?
Someone said Niagara Falls. Don't get me wrong. It's gorgeous, but it's kind of a complete dump. Somebody else said, don't go to Wisconsin Dells. Really, it's overrated, and how much money you're going to spend on that. You can just go to a water park. Have fun there. Plus, all the people, it just gets to be too much.
And your real bad vacation destination, you got one. 237, it's text 35270 for the Playhouse. One-star review, don't recommend, a thumbs down, real bad vacation destinations. 237, it's text the Playhouse 35270, 194. What are we seeing, Amy K?
Someone said Chicago, especially during the winter. It's very cold, snowy. People don't know how to drive. Then if you're walking somewhere, there's just lots of people. And there's not much fun things to do outdoors while it's snowy and cold.
And you'll be the last one today. Real bad vacation destination.
Do not go camping in Michigan. I've done that with my friends before. And we spent a lot of money just to use the bathroom in the woods for a week. So...